Good afternoon, Luis, and good afternoon, Javiera. Hello, Querétaro. Today is October the 30th. It is a Tuesday, and it is time for some information in English as we are approaching the end of this month. U.S. President Barack Obama has declared a major disaster in New York State after Storm Sandy smashed in the U.S. coast, East Coast, causing flooding and cutting power to millions. A record of 4 meters tidal surge sent seawater cascading into large parts of New York City's subway system. Across the city, a power substation exploded, a hospital was evacuated, and fire destroyed 50 homes. At least 20 people are reported dead across several U.S. states. In New York City, 10 people were killed at the death toll could still rise, Major Michael Bloomberg said. In his last months as Mexico City Mayor, Marcelo Ebrard inaugurated a 4-kilometer stretch of the North Union Highway on Monday. At the ceremony, the mayor said that with the new overpass, which stands 37 meters, Mexico City's highest road system is considered to be the Periférico's fifth floor. Before taking a stroll along the highway, Ebrard said that the complex engineering project, which he called open heart surgery, was executed without interrupting the city's daily traffic flow. And President Felipe Calderón yesterday called on the countries to fight against and prevent addictions in children and young people, saying that addiction is the slavery of the 21st century. Speaking at the first national meeting of New Life Centers in Manzanillo, Calderón said that in our century, drugs have been the cause of millions of lives cut short, as well as countless family tragedies and stories of suffering in general. He said that drug-related addictions have become a source of economic power for organized crime groups and are strongly linked to the violence that has plagued the country in recent years. In some international news, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy kept financial guessings on Monday over whether he will seek a credit line from the Eurozone's rescue fund, but said that he would do so when I think it is the interest in Spain. At a joint news conference after talks in Madrid, Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti said that it was vital that the European Central Bank's bond-buying program to support troubled states be activated, a strong hint that Spain should take the plunge, since he also said Italy did not need a bailout. And for today's weather forecast, as we feel the struggles of Sandy, it's going to be partially cloudy throughout the day here in Querétaro City. Maximum temperature would be of 26 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 9 degrees Celsius. There seems no chance of showers.